are at the 2017 PGA Merchandise Show, and Big Three partners Len Zeem, along with yours truly, Rory Spears. And after a couple of days now, we have gone back and forth across the convention floor and the show floor, and we've seen all sorts of things. And Len, as we look at the show this year, what have you seen? What stands out to you?
Well, there's one product that really stands out. I don't think anybody will buy it, but there's a lot of products like that out there. But this one is, it's called an iCart, iCART, and it's a combination motorcycle golf pull cart, but they detach. You can ride it as a motorcycle. You can take it on a golf cart. It comes with or without a cooler. It's made by a company in China, of course, sold by a guy in Indiana, and I don't know what it's going to sell for. I guess it varies by the model you get, but it is visually by far the most striking item on this floor, which is such a big floor, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Len, all sorts of interesting products that I have seen out there. And if you want to get your back straightened out, there's different things that you can stand on, and it'll shake you back into place. But one product that I think is very good is the new, it's an energy supplement, and it works wonders. It's called Swing Oil, and you can take it before, during, or after golf. Most people use it before they start to loosen up and get ready to play. It is used by the number one player in the world, Jason Day, who drinks it every day. Also, U.S. Senior Open champion Gene Sowers is using it as well, and I just ran into Gene here in one of the booths, and he tells me it's working wonders for him. So you know what, it's something I've tried. I haven't taken it before going out to play golf yet. But I did take it before I went out to shovel snow once back in Chicago, and I can say that I came in and didn't have any of the aches and pains of lifting heavy and wet snow. Len, did you get over to the clubs at all? I know both you and I have spent some time taking a closer look at the famed winner of the TV show on the Golf Channel, the driver versus driver, the Triton. Now we've both seen it up close. We both have had a chance to hit it. Your thoughts on this new product from Wilson Golf?
Well, I wish them well with it. Of course, Kevin Streelman didn't do so well with it in his first tournament last week. He missed a cut in the Career Builder tournament, but I understand Ricky Barnes is going to try it in this week's tournament. Is trying it in this week's tournament. Actually, I don't know just how Ricky's been doing with it. The thing that struck me, and the interview that we did together on that with Tim Clark today, was I didn't realize the extent of the damage really that the USGA ruling had done on their product launch. They've really were hampered by a ruling that I really don't understand. I know that Wilson's unhappy about it, but you know, they're moving on, and it'll all go away if people decide they like their driver. But it was very strange, the timing of Tim says, we're a 100-year-old company. I can't believe that we would have made a non-conforming club. And especially when Frank Hannigan, the equipment guy forever at the USGA, was part of the selection process. An interesting behind-the-scenes story on golf equipment this year, I think.
There sure is. I'm going to make one little change there. Of course, you're thinking Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas, who appeared on the show along with Tim Clark. And, of course, Brian Urlacher and the host there, Melanie Collins, was the team we saw on the show. USGA people that I've been in touch with seem to allude that that all of this could have been avoided simply if Wilson had gotten them the club a little sooner. And the few minor kings kinks could have been worked out, and therefore the release on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, by Wilson would not have been hampered. With that, you know, Len, I got to tell you, you know, every year some of the companies, they come out with new clubs, and I looked at a driver that I think could be a little bit of a changer, and it is coming out through Callaway. It's the new Great Big Bertha Epic, and they're calling it the Jailbreak because of the little bars that run through the face. And I'll tell you what, Phil Mickelson loves it. The Callaway players love it. And I think that is a product, a driver, that is really going to have some impact on the PGA Tour.
You know, it's funny. That could well be the case, because they've got a real... Callaway's got a pretty good, darn good track record of making good quality clubs for a long time for top players. What was striking to me on the Callaway one, without having hit that club, I don't know, I can't offer a thought there, but the promotional banners between Wilson and its Kevin Streelman shot on the driver versus driver, the Triton, and the Callaway promotion. The banners are the biggest I think I have ever seen at a PGA merchandise show on anything.
Yeah.
They're huge. They take up the whole wall of wherever their show, the exhibits in the wall. So anyway, they're thinking big. If nothing else, both companies are thinking big about their drivers.
And the latest edition of the Pro V1 golf ball by Titleist is now out. And as a matter of fact, on tour last week, 110 players in the field using a Titleist golf ball. And don't get me wrong, I know other companies are coming out with better golf balls all the time, but somehow, some way, Titleist still remains the number one ball in golf.
The number one ball in golf. And that's... that's got to be a lot of reasons for that, and I think it's great. They do make a great ball. What's interesting me on the golf ball front this year is a move made by Bubba Watson, who has and I heard him give a long explanation for a very understandable explanation for why he did it. He switched to the Volvic ball, and he's going to be playing a ball with all different bright colors on it, and he said, well, he liked the brightness, liked the quality, but the aerodynamics he did, apparently he explained it in detail of why he did it. It wasn't just for the color. I'm sure money played into it somewhere, but Bubba with a colored ball and the pink golf drivers that he uses, he's certainly going to be the most colorful player on the tour this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a little less color on the tour this year. I spent some time with a couple of the major apparel companies, and while they're still going to be bright colors, it's not going to be bright, bright, bright colors where you can see that person 200 feet away before they get there coming. They're not going to be lit up. While there's going to be color, and there's going to be a better blend of colors together, we're not going to see people radiating in color in loud, bright colors. It's not the trend. Everybody's toned it down a little bit when it comes to golf apparel this year.
Yeah, you know who I think it's going to be kind of interesting to see just how the brand shakes out for a golfer. But Ricky Barnes, who's he's got a good model type of player looks, has switched his signed a contract with Tommy Bahama, and I'm dying to see just what kind of a variety of clothing, especially shirts, that he wears over the course of the year. I'm trying to think what other player wears Tommy Bahama. I'm sure someone does, but this is a player that's pretty good name recognition. Good if he wins a tournament, and I think he's due. I think he's been long overdue to win one. He's a good player. They could pay big dividends for that company.
Well, I'll tell you this, in lines of eyewear, Henrik Stenson out with his own line of sunglasses. Couldn't find anything that he liked between all the names that you've heard out there for years, creating his own line of sunglasses. So, there's some interesting products out, and I think little by little, some of them are going to start to get released and into the pro shops and the retail stores in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And a lot of what we see here will soon be available for all of you at home to purchase. So, Len, final thoughts.
Well, final thoughts is, I say this every year, it's really a shame that what we see here every year I think this is my eighth show. Not enough of it gets translated to the shows that we see in Chicago. It's a very different kind of show. The reports we give you here on equipment, it'd be hard. You couldn't really develop that out of the Chicago shows because the variety of stuff isn't there. There's a lot of travel information, which we don't really see travel information here. We just walked through the travel part on the floor here, this massive floor, and it was other than Stream Song in Florida, the courses were all in Morocco and the Dominican Republic and Japan and France, and it's a little caters to a little different element. But that's the one thing I wish that more of the fun things that we see here, the equipment would all be transferred over to the Chicago area, so they could see the kind of fun things that we've been seeing the last few days again.
And my final thoughts, overall, the show, again, very large. I will say that I don't think I saw quite the amount of people here this year that I've seen the last couple years. Still very well attended, but it just seemed like it was a little easier to get up and down the aisles in terms of traffic flow. And you know what? And I also thought there'd be a bigger beeline and a bigger crowd over at TaylorMade with some of their announcements and Tiger potentially getting involved with them. Didn't see it. And the place that really the equipment companies I thought were creating the buzz were Wilson and Callaway. And nice to know Wilson's in our own backyard and Callaway is going to continue to make a bigger presence in the Chicago area, I'm told, in the short future. So with that, the annual PGA Merchandise Show podcast between Big Three partners Len Zeem and Rory Spears. That's it for us down here. We'll look forward to seeing you back at the Chicago golf shows when they come around in February. And, of course, in several weeks, Len Zeem on golf will be returning back to the Daily Herald. You can look for him there again this year.